Racing Pulse on RSN 927.
Well, yesterday, more news coming out of Queensland, and this time an apprentice has been suspended for gambling on races. A man who was across everything up north for Racing Pulse is Nathan Exelby from the Courier-Mail. He joins us now. Good morning, Nathan. Can you tell us what's occurred? It seems another day, another drama with Queensland Racing.
Yeah, you've never taken so much interest in it, Michael. Bailey Nodoff is considered one of the really most promising apprentices in Queensland. He's been lighting it up there in Toowoomba. He doesn't have a metropolitan licence yet, but there was 2 weeks in a row there where he rode four winners on the card at Toowoomba. He went to casino and rode three winners in a day from three rides. So he's a very promising young rider, but he's found guilty yesterday of placing these bets in an account in his name, and he was suspended for 3 months.
So was it 69 bets in total?
I think there might even be more than that, Michael. That was 69 bets on thoroughbred races. There are other bets that he made on other type of wagering options. 3 months, stewards have said if he goes and gets some help, i.e. counselling, that penalty may be reduced to 2 months.
Gee, first thought, it seems a light penalty, and we know he's only young and it's all about rehabilitation and getting him back, but I would be surprised if any apprentice making their way into the sport these days was unaware that you are not allowed to have a bet as a licensed person. So why the light penalty when you consider 18 months, James McDonald's is on the sidelines, and we know what happened with Damien Oliver years ago, 69 or more bets, yet may only serve 2 months?
Yeah, the difference here, Michael, is that none of the bets that he placed were on races that he was riding in. Now, the rule is quite strict now, and I think it's a mandatory sentence for riders who place a bet on a race that they are riding in. I think it's a mandatory two-year ban now, and James McDonald got that reduced to 18 months because of his cooperation with stewards in that particular case. Obviously, the rule was made more strict in the wake of the Damien Oliver incident in Melbourne. Mm. But the difference here and why the penalty is significant to us is because none of those bets were made on races in which he was riding.
Okay. And the young apprentice, as you said, he's quite got a lot of ability, and there may be a big future there. What was his excuse or reasoning for placing the bets?
A little bit of naivety, I think he pleaded during the case. A lot of it seemed to be out of boredom. In speaking to Alan Reardon, he said a lot of the bets were made times where he was suspended or days where he wasn't riding, so just sitting at home, and there were quite a number of bets in on certain days. So
were they
weren't
big
huge
bets?
Amounts. Yeah. No, the bets ranged from like $1 up to around about the 250 mark. So there was certainly not huge money involved. But you know, Alan Reardon suggested that he does have a problem at the moment. He's only 18, this boy, so to be betting in that sort of that amount of bets was a concern to stewards, and that's why they've ordered him to go and get help for it.
Did he win?
I couldn't tell you that. I'm not sure.
Well, it's look, in one way you can see that it's a positive outcome for the young apprentice. If he can get his life back on track, he has the counselling, he gets back in the saddle as soon as possible. I suppose it's a little ironic when you consider that he'll have 2 months out of the saddle, yet the steward we were speaking about, or the harness racing driver we were speaking about last week, has got 3 months for producing that pig named after a steward. Any more out of that?
No, we're still waiting on the result of the internal review that happens here in Queensland. That's like the first level appeal here. And if that comes back and the penalty sticks, then I would assume Danielle McMullen will then take her case to QCAT.
Okay. Question without notice. Have you got a tip for the Tiara?
I do like the favourite, Michael. She was just sensational in the Stradbroke in her time. She just worked overtime in that race and still gave a kick. I think back to her own sex this time. The barrier's not great again, but I don't see huge speed inside. There's speed drawn outside, so I can see her getting a better run this time than last time. And that being the case, I think she'll be too good.
A lot of punters will be on your side. Thanks again for bringing us up to date. We'll catch up soon, Nath.
Anytime, Michael.